2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
I took a bike ride and hurt my back over the weekend, just a little bit, nothing major. So a question, should I ice it or heat it? I know people are passionate about this topic. I don't want to get into a fist fight with you, but my move is to go to the fridge and fish out the frozen peas. In fact, the same bag I've been using for about 5 years. But in those 5 years, scientists have conducted a bunch of studies that show when you ice an injured muscle, it doesn't do any good. In fact, it might slow the healing process. In one study of people with torn calf muscles, half the group iced, half did nothing. Guess who got back to normal quickest? Neither group. With ice or without ice, it was the same level of pain as the injury healed, and neither group got back to regular activity quicker than the other. Another study of weightlifters found that men who ice afterward grow less muscle. There are also scientific studies of what ice does to muscles at the cellular level, but the studies were conducted on mice, and, you know, mice. But it was interesting to read they made the mice work out and then put ice packs on their little mouse legs. You know, instead of frozen peas, little guy would only need one pea. But according to all the research published in the New York Times, whether it's a single pea or a big frozen pack, ice is not nice for injuries.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.